There's a dog hair.
There's a dog.
Dog hair right on the mic.
Dog hair everywhere. Yeah.
I did move it.
Oh, good. Yeah, there's dog hair. It's around.
It's just everywhere.
Weirdly, Dave doesn't have a dog. I don't understand
yeah,
where it's coming from.
That is the weird
That's
part.
What's weird.
He just brings in like bags of dog hair. I've seen it. It's like weird. It's like really an OCD thing.
He places them very precisely. Yeah, clearly. He stages it. He's staging having a dog when he really doesn't.
And I fooled you guys for years. Years
it was
before
all
you
the
figured
way
out
even back in high school.
Scout was a puppet.
Wait, then who did I dog sit for a week?
I know, right? I took it really far.
Your
really
dad was
far.
Just plowing a walk in the back for no dog.
Yeah. Yeah. When you guys came in, we were talking about Star Wars. And I know we don't do that enough.
No, we definitely don't. No. We owe it to our fans who love Star Wars to talk more
I'm
Star
sure
Wars.
Sure, they love it.
I mean, we got half a fan base who likes Star Wars and then half a fan base who couldn't give a shit.
They're just
we do not
the,
have a very consistent demographic.
Here for the witty banter. They just
maybe
love
it's because we're
talk.
All over the place.
A little bit.
I was talking to my friend about that. She's like, I love how you talked about the movie for 10 minutes and then talked about wrestling for 20. Yeah.
That's par for the course.
Like, well, we just kind of do what we want.
Depends on how much we have to say about the movie.
It's true. If it's an interesting movie or whatever.
Some movies are like...
Or if it's a good, just solid movie, sometimes we're just like, yeah, it's still great.
Yeah,
and then,
watch
and
it.
And a story. Yeah. Like, yeah.
The bad movies are the fun ones because you get to lay into them.
They're the fun ones.
This is a conversation.
Like Rise of Skywalker.
Rise of Skywalker was a phenomenal movie.
I still really enjoyed it.
I love it.
Phenomenal is a very
strong word. But a phenomenal ending. I'll say, I think they ended it strong.
I stand to the fact that I respect it
yeah.
for what J.J. Abrams
had
to work
do.
With.
Exactly. God. Yeah.
But,
I completely agree.
But it was...
It was a little...
And the fact that he managed to squeeze two movies into one movie...
The pacing, yep.
That was, the pacing was definitely... It was a problem.
Yes.
There's actually news on that front. I'm glad you're
reminded.
Oh,
I heard a J.J. Abrams cut,
there's
I heard?
A J.J. cut,
yes.
Which... So the original
it
cut
was apparently big studio
four
interference.
Hours.
No fucking
then,
yeah.
Then they said
I love
cut.
It.
The JJ cut is 3 hours.
3:15 or something.
It's something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're talking about releasing the JJ cut.
Yeah, knock on.
Well, here's the thing. I'd have to watch it, right?
Yeah, of course.
You'd have to watch
well,
it.
Apparently, and I don't know if this is true or not, JJ was so mad about what was going on that he asked that his name be taken off the movie.
No fucking
way. That's what
way.
I heard. Like, so, like, apparently...
Is that, like, corroborated?
It seemed like it. Like, I don't know how... It was, like, a source, but, like...
Okay.
He was apparently really pissed at what they did.
I just
I'll
saw
bet you the guy who
played
this place Finn said that.
What?
What's his name?
John Boyega.
Yeah,
I
right.
love him.
He leaks so much shit.
He takes no shit.
He doesn't.
He's
no.
just like that Battlefront quote that he earlier
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
was like, mm-hmm. So is your game going to have like offline multi
yeah,
or
exactly.
single player?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, fuck, John Boyega. Did you just do that?
Yeah.
It's like, you know
like
you got to talk it to after
like
that, and he just
for,
did
wait,
not
we
care.
We all work for the mouse. You can't say that. Like,
yeah, no, he just
doesn't.
Takes
he
no
he's
shit.
He's got a line, too, where he's like, I'm not going to let them
Disney Plus me.
Yeah, that was
I
great.
Him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's, I love him to death.
No, and he was great. The problem is we only got to see them be great in the first chunk of the last movie.
He was great for what he had to work with.
Like,
I mean, the last movie he did, mostly what he did was yell Rey's name.
Oh, that's true.
And well, and they were saying like,
but he did the
he
first
was
one
saying
too.
That him and
yeah,
Poe
no,
were
great.
Supposed to be the gay kiss or something like that.
I had heard that also.
What else did they cut? There were a whole bunch of things that got cut. There's a list of like 20 on a website. That
we'll see. I guess the fallout still hasn't finally settled yet.
I don't know why you don't release the
Rise of
Skywalker. That's another $1 billion.
You have to wait for everybody to see the original cut.
I also think Disney wouldn't. I don't think Disney will allow it.
Really?
Oh yeah, I absolutely.
You don't
think
they like money? Because I have a feeling I do think Disney likes
but
money.
They have.
What do
I,
you think, Dave?
I haven't. I don't think.
I mean, I'm in favor of money. I like money.
We all do. And
why
the
wouldn't
the mouse especially? But they have such a hardcore like no, what we say is. It like I don't think they
a
would
canon limitation.
Correct. They're very narrow. Like I don't think they would even allow an alternate cut
Who,
to
Bob
even
Iger?
Even like a DVD. Is it
Bob Iger?
No, it's not Iger.
Iger's about to step down next year. I just saw a video on today actually.
Who was it before Iger?
Eisner.
Walt
Eisner.
Michael
that's
Eisner.
Right. So
he
when
was,
Eisner,
he was the
a train wreck. No, he was a renaissance, what? But then it was an issue, wasn't it?
Well, yes. What I saw today actually explained exactly what we're talking about. Well, the YouTuber Knowledge Hub, he's like. He does like factual stuff, but now he's just kind of turning into media like analysis stuff. And he was talking about how Michael Eisner's like basically number one guy died in a helicopter crash in 1994 in the mid Renaissance, mm-hmm. and that was the guy who kept him in check. Like, Michael Eisner did have all those great ideas, but he also had stupid ideas, too, that would have bankrupted the company. And the guy who kept him in check passed away, like, tragically, and that's when Disney started to take a big downturn, late 90s, early 2000s.
Stupid ideas like live-action Alice in Wonderland and shit like that?
Theme
no,
parks,
that was actually...
Disney Quest.
Yeah, that was, yeah. What is that, this is when they were, like, making, like, Air Bud, and you know what I mean? Like
Disney Ooh. Quest was a...
Yeah,
as Jungle to Jungle. I forgot that was a Disney
I like
movie.
Jungle to Jungle. I do, too. I remember liking that movie.
Yeah, it's terrible. I'm sure it's terrible.
I'm sure it's
so Disney Quest was a huge arcade.
Yes.
Yeah. It was actually... Like,
oh, yeah, I loved it.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I loved it.
But it was a... So, and the first one...
It was a
one
giant money sink.
It was a huge money sink.
Oh, my God. They lost
even
so much.
Even in Orlando.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they opened one in...
Chicago?
It's Chicago.
Chicago.
And that was just like a money pit.
Completely.
When you say opened in Chicago, I already know you're making a mistake.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
but it
wow.
was this like five-story arcade.
Yeah. It was back when like GameWorks so was a thing cool. and like other big... Like big arcades, the last, I guess, dying breath of yeah. arcades.
It was like a massive Dave and Buster's or something.
It had like a,
basically,
like
Dave and Buster's.
Of, remember like those wave race games where you rode it, the skateboarding games?
Yeah, of course.
They had a floor of those. Okay. Then it had, and like DDR,
then there
like
was
imports
what?
From
Then there
Japan.
Was a floor with like tanks, like literally like the.
You drove a tank.
Like an RV tank with shooting Nerf balls at each other.
Like, whoa. Yeah,
like a caged thing.
So they were like interactive rides. There
it was really
VR
awesome.
Ride.
These
it
things
was.
Are closed?
Unfortunately, they are.
There was a
shit.
Floor of all classic games.
And that, yep. Mm-hmm.
There was a floor
like
of.
Like checkers?
Yes.
Yes.
Like Connect Four.
No, like Galaga and all
Galaga.
That stuff. Then you have like the motion games, like you know, a ski ball, net, you know, yeah. netball,
sure.
all that sort of stuff. Like
basketball,
ticket,
you trust
ticket,
me basketball,
ticket, you know,
netball, netball, the game where you shoot the ball and it goes.
You mean
through.
Soccer? Is soccer? What you're trying to say? Isn't it in soccer?
I'm just.
I know what basketball is. I don't know.
You mean volleyball? You mean volleyball?
I thought maybe it has a different name because of the arcade.
That is the
it.
Most I
it
know.
It might
sports.
If you're talking about tennis. Was it tennis?
No, I meant where you're just
Papa
doing the free
shots.
Throws. You're just
yeah,
doing the
Papa shots.
Yeah, I thought maybe it had like a different name.
Papa shots.
Free throws like in shuttlecock?
Oh no! Now you lost.
That's badminton.
Badminton.
Oh God!
But shuttlecock is so much more fun of a word,
I know.
Isn't it?
I know.
But yeah, so that was,
I've never heard
that's
of this place.
When,
sounds great.
I mean, and he also lost a ton of money
like
in Euro
California
Disney, too,
Epcot that he yep, wanted to open.
Yep, that was, which was an insane idea, much yeah. like the original Epcot, which is a crazy story, but it was supposed to be a city. Literally, it was supposed
yeah,
to be a city.
It's supposed to be future
so
city.
They made a lot of investments in like real world garbage.
Part of it. Yeah. Cause but I don't think they ever yeah. opened Cali Epcot, but they sunk dev time into it.
And a part of it became like California Adventure, which was also a piece of shit. Yeah. It's just all
well. Listen,
but then that
yeah.
but then that got remolded into the new
Animal Kingdom. Before yeah. they started, they revamped it. Like now they've done some shit with Animal Kingdom, but when it opened, it was not.
It was awful.
It was actually incomplete.
It was awful.
It's still
yeah,
incomplete.
They said it was
actually.
Terrible. Yeah, yeah.
It's mm-hmm. still not complete.
All the animals were half assembled.
Yeah.
Oh, the pain! The horror!
Oh my God!
Why didn't they finish me?
Kill me! Oh God! The only thing I remember about Animal Kingdom was getting so very drunk.
You went there as an adult?
With the marching band in college, we went to Disney for 5 days.
Oh wow.
Jesus.
And I was drunk.
What a mistake.
For 5 days.
What a mistake.
It was so much fun.
That's what you said. You were like, you got to see a little bit of behind the scenes.
We went behind the scenes,
because we
got to go in the staging
area. Performing and stuff.
Yeah. And so there was a first bar we went to. The first place we went to, we had just gotten off the plane.
Oh my God.
And we're just wandering around. And really, at that point, there was nothing to do in Animal Kingdom except the safari tour. And they had the big tree in the center. There was no real like rides in there yet.
I've never been, so I don't know what you're talking about at all.
So basically, you went on a car and they drove you around. And you saw all the animals. And then there's a giant tree in the center, like the thing
big
from
trees are cool.
Avatar.
I would look at a big tree.
Speaking of Avatar, isn't that all
go Disney?
Now, isn't that what they turned Animal Kingdom into?
There's a second. So
does Disney own Avatar?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They have a whole Pandora like land.
So they have just opened
who owns
that
Avatar?
Part.
Is
that was
not
supposed
Disney,
to be open.
Pixar?
They own it.
Oh, okay.
They own it now.
Interesting.
It was James Cameron, but they were like, "We'll scoop up the rights to that." Sure.
They just bought the rights to it.
So speaking of this, going back to what I was saying. Iger, is it Bill Iger? Or no?
Bob Iger.
Bob Iger, who is currently the CEO now. He's the one who has basically brought Disney to where it is today.
Yeah.
Where they own what the percentage I saw today was 40% of the media that we consume,
Jesus.
Which is insane. So
high percentage.
Yeah. So that's where we are today. So
it's almost two-fifths.
He just spent a ton of time buying up stuff that he knew was profitable. So that's where they are today. Marvel, Star Wars. The video is like Marvel, Star Wars, all the 20 centuries of Fox.
All 20 centuries of Fox. That is funny.
Yeah. So speaking of Disney. And animals.
I mean, speaking of Disney, I mean, do we want to get into it?
Yeah, sure.
Let's fucking do this thing. Hey, baby, I hear the NAFcast calling with Brandon and Jay and Dave. They may seem a bit confused. Well, maybe. But they got hot takes. And they don't know what to do with all these Democratic candidates. Bernie's running again. Retcons, reboots, and requels. Nobody asked for this.
Dave, you're vaping. That's disgusting. What a filthy, filthy habit.
Doing it over here. Fair news.
I'm putting an audio marker in here for you. I'm trying to help you.
He's doing it off mic. I can give him credit.
The audience likes to hear me vape.
Our impressionable.
They do. I've done
one piece of feedback we've received.
I've done market research.
You have not.
No, Nick. I've
said actually
he
done
talk about
market research. that's fine, but that has nothing to do with your vaping. I've actually done market research on the sound of vaping on this podcast, and people don't like
resounding no. Yeah.
Put that shit away, because I'm Dave,
and I'm Brandon,
and I'm Jay,
and nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, retcons, and requels of our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week, The Jungle Book and the other Jungle
They're
Book.
Both, thankfully, the Jungle Book.
What years were these?
67 and 2016.
That sounds right.
I'm 100% right on.
Okay,
that.
Brian's 100%.
Watch them today.
67 and
watch.
67 and what?
67,
I don't know why.
1967 and 2016.
Yes.
I should just defer to you guys because I'm just like I know you watched them today, and Jay, you probably watched what, one today, one yesterday.
One today, one yesterday.
Yeah. Yep.
I like to get my movies in early.
I know.
In case something crops up, it's like.
Yeah, no, I've been up against the wall before.
I know. It's just,
there was one time I was finishing the original Ghostbusters. Like I was like, I gotta go, but it's the last scene of Ghostbusters. Yeah. It's so terrible.
I'm like waiting for him, and he's like, yeah, I'm just watching the last scene.
I just gotta finish out the right movie now. That we're gonna like, talk Jesus. About. You're like, fuck you, Brandon. It's so hard. Like
the king of procrastination. could you just watch a movie?
Begging you to be prepared.
I have
for the
to divert
show.
My attention to watch movies. What a chore!
From what? From what?
Hey, I'm happy both of these were under 2 hours. So
both of these were, I'll tell you, fresh.
Yeah.
And just short enough, just long enough, had cohesive, enjoyable stories. I enjoyed both of these movies this week, guys.
Me too. Wow, I'm really happy for you, Dave. That's rare.
After last week of Two Alice in Wonderland, it's a nice change.
They were really good. I mean, the plot is, they changed the plot a little bit.
A little bit.
I liked the plot. I liked that it was more cohesive.
I'm glad, yes.
They added to it. It was more intricate.
They had more of a reason.
It wasn't adding to add. It was
the plot was the same though.
Yes.
Like if you think of the plot,
but they made a left turn at the end, and I was like, huh, very interesting.
They did, and I you know,
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that, but what?
Fucking cinematic universe, bro. If he goes back to the town, you can't have your Mowgli cinematic universe.
You can't have a sequel. Oh, scout. Oh, scout. No.
Technical Dave's imaginary dog just
just almost took out the whole studio.
Oh, that was close. But I mean, you're right. You can't have sequels. God damn it!
Right?
And they're
I hate you.
They're making.
I hate
one.
You. I for being
there is a Jungle Book 2.
There is, right?
No.
Well,
no. There's
an animated one, yes. And I think they're making a Jungle Book 2.
That's what I read.
Live action one.
Yes.
So those will be on the podcast.
So that's why
point.
They did it. Well, now
that would be my guess.
Okay. I thought narratively it was interesting. I was like, oh, narratively, okay. They were able to have him be one with the jungle and like not have to return to man. And then no, it's just because of money. Fuck.
Well, because the
fuck.
But the message is still there. There's still
it's still more about.
It's about being you, but it's about like the first one is more about not being ashamed of the you are,
mm-hmm.
and the second one is more about like you can be whoever you want to be,
and like you,
but you
has
should still play to your strengths.
And don't play with fire.
Yeah, I feel like that was inherent in both movies, and yet at the same time...
We had, thankfully, the elephants at the end of the second one, who are also master firefighters.
I tell you,
That was the convenient one. I was like, well, it's cool, good way to do it, but...
Well, it tied it together, because that's what they said at the beginning of the...
It's also a kid's movie. We're like...
Well, what's his name? Bagheera at the beginning was like the elephant.
They set it up and paid it off. This is Jon Favreau. Like,
I mean, it was very simple, though.
It's directed by Jon Favreau. Like,
but that line, I was like...
Director of Iron Man, for fuck's sake. Like,
I was like, that's a stupid line. Like, I was like, why did the tusks do that? Like, do we have to have some faux religious shit? And I was really, like, I thought it was kind of stupid. And then, like, at the end, I was like, oh!
Paid off doubly. Yeah,
Disney paid it off.
Of course.
All right.
Again, no, it's a Jon Favreau, guys.
See, to me, the line is still stupid, and at the end, it's just a bit of a contrivance to put out the fire. But, like, whatever.
It's a kid's movie.
What bothered me more was that I missed the military elephants.
I did. That was,
I liked
that,
them.
I liked the military elephants.
The colonel.
Yeah. But they were all new. They were all new characters, though. Like, they were all, you got all different characters. You got Gary Shandling as the little porcupine. He was hilarious. Yeah. Like,
oh, you had a bunch of new characters.
They redid all the characters completely.
Well, not. I mean, Bagheera and Baloo were more or less the same. I mean,
yeah, I guess. Yeah,
cousin Louie or Uncle Louie.
Christopher Walken, my favorite part. By the way,
really,
literally have listened to that 10 times. Christopher Walken singing "Be Like You."
It was pretty funny.
So
such
funny.
A shame.
He was so scary.
The original
though.
Was so
was
much
good.
Better. Ah, oh, I disagree.
Well, because it was Louis Prima.
I thought the original songs were way better too.
King
that
Louis
was
Louis Prima. Yeah. I mean, it was. Like,
I mean,
that's
I'm not saying
the original
songs
like,
were bad.
OG real people like made real music back then. You know what I mean?
This was Christopher Walken, who's great. I love Christopher
the
Walken.
The novelty
still sing.
Of
you're
Christopher
absolutely.
Walken singing that song
absolutely.
Was like.
But he's like a bad singer.
No, I know. But it was so. It's like.
I mean,
he's Christopher Walken.
He's comparatively bad.
To Louis Prima, 100%.
Singer.
Yeah, to Louis Prima, no way, of course.
I just, it was, I couldn't get the watch. My ass.
I kept this watch up his ass.
Christine pointed this out.
What?
Did you notice what he did before Christopher Walken made his first appearance on screen? What Mowgli did?
No.
He picked up the cowbell.
He rang a
cowbell.
Because you need more cowbell.
I did not get that at all.
One thing this band needs.
That's fucking hilarious.
Is more cowbell.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
If Jon Favreau put that in there, good for him. Yeah. Good for him. That's classic.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome.
That's Jon Favreau.
Hilarious.
Man. Like that. As I was watching, I was like, oh, behind the wheel. You know, a good director's behind the wheel, so I'm in for a good time. And it was.
Yeah.
The new one was really good. It wasn't like Alice in Wonderland where you're like, it's Tim Burton, hit or miss. Mostly miss these days. And you weren't sure where you were going to get. This was. Once I saw it with Jon Favreau, I was like, director of Iron Man, director of The Mandalorian. Like, we've seen a lot of his movies on this show. And
I like Jon.
Very confident in his work.
Yeah.
And it was a great narrative from beginning to end, the remake. And the old one is still a classic.
I liked how they got Shao Kahn in there early.
Yes, because Shere Khan does show up.
Shao Kahn.
Wait, what?
Shao Kahn.
It's Shere Khan.
Shao Kahn.
It's Shere Khan.
Shao Kahn.
Shere Khan. What?
Like share like Shao singer.
Shao yeah, no, Shao I Kong. Like the he runs
think,
the Mortal
are you
Kombat.
Mortal
tournament.
Kombat. Yeah,
he runs. You didn't see that part at the end?
No, it's
where he goes to Outworld.
no, that's Shao.
The organizes, Kang shows up.
That's Shao
the first
Kahn.
Fights
Raiden,
and then
he was sitting in a throne with skull armor.
You watched the wrong movie again, didn't you?
Shit.
And I saw that other Jungle Book you were talking about, Brandon.
Right? I told you that was like
one?
The.
Yeah, no,
no,
it was
a live action one from the 90s.
It's like the.
And
no, like, there's another one. It's like the story of Mowgli or whatever.
Yeah,
it's on
and
Netflix.
Like, and he's like in his 20s.
I don't know.
Wait,
I didn't watch it.
It was like an Asian kind of actor, more so.
No idea.
Hmm. I have to give credit, though. The child actor was really good.
I thought he
a lot of times.
He could have been way worse.
No, he was good. He was very, very good.
As child actors go,
because a lot of times they're really obnoxious.
Yeah, he was
solo.
He was
He
primo.
Was really he. Apparently, they went through like a
he
ton
was
of
Macaulay
casting.
Culkin level, and above.
They went through like a ton of kids casting called until they found the right one.
Yeah,
so yeah,
because I mean, that's the main character.
Yeah,
there's nothing
in this. Yeah. Like there was
and
no
think
other.
Think of
human.
All the moms who think their kids can act. You got to be like, hey, listen, lady,
all the Karens,
get out of here.
But no, that was that kid carried it pretty well. Like really, however old he did really well.
Although I'll tell you what, they did a great job of getting strong voice actors.
Oh my God.
Yes.
To support him.
For fuck's sake, you
including
got...
Bill Murray, who has been terrible in everything lately.
Yes, yes.
Which I was like, Bill, you sounded like you showed up today.
And he actually sounded like you had a good time.
Sounded engaged.
Yeah.
Yes, that was it. Yeah.
As Baloo,
he was good. Surprisingly.
I thought he was really good.
He did not phone it in. And fucking Ben Kingsley as Bagheera was great.
Yep.
He was great, as you would expect. Mm-hmm. And fucking Idris Elba. Holy shit.
Who's Idris Elba?
What has he been in the night? Okay, he was...
Oh, tall black guy.
Yeah, yes. Tall black British guy.
Right. Gotcha.
And they had
Ashir Khan.
Gustavo Fring running a meth ring. An illegal
yes,
drug
Gustavo
ring.
Fring was in it. As the wolf pack wolf leader and
slash drug runner,
and Black Widow as Ha.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah. Yeah. She only had one scene.
She sang that song.
She did.
She didn't sing it during the movie. It played up over
played
the credits.
At the end.
Yeah, really.
And she sang it. Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Christine looked that up too because she was like, "There's no way that's
Scarlett Johansson." Because a lot of times in these remakes, you find out they didn't sing the songs, but in these live action ones, I think they're like trying to get them to really sing the songs. I hope. I don't know.
I mean, maybe I have no idea, but that one was good. I mean, Christopher Walken's again. I
loved it.
Frankly,
because it was Christopher Walken.
The Baloo song. What is it? The Bare Necessities.
It was quick.
I feel like they cut that.
Well, no, it was. He sings it a little bit in the river.
Yeah, that was it. I think it's because of
no, but I mean, like Bill they Murray's cut the great length of the song.
Yes,
right?
They did because Bill Murray is not a good singer.
Yeah.
And the original one, the song was great.
It was a musical number, and this it made an appearance. Exactly.
I mean, it's a great song.
It is a great song.
Yeah. But
Simple Bare Necessities.
I thought both movies were freaking excellent.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting.
If you had to watch one over again right now.
You know what I really, as I was sitting through
2016.
I would say 2016. As I was sitting through it, I was like, this is a movie that I wish I had seen in theaters. Like, I probably would have, I liked it, but I probably would have loved the shit out of it if I saw it in theaters. Just because of all, like, with surround sound, all the jungle noises and everything like that. Like,
reclining seats.
That's awesome. But,
what?
Hot water or something?
Pipes? Yeah, we have them. They're in the walls.
Sorry.
So the one thing that I was not a fan of in 2016 was, it felt like, and I don't know if this is just me, it felt like I was so in and out of the Uncanny Valley. I don't know if it was just the way that because there were times where I'm watching it and I'm like, oh, this CGI is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know it's CGI, but it's can't tell, super realistic. And then I felt like there were like, every once in a while, I'd be like,
it was a little
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Somebody called in sick that day.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little inconsistent.
And that was the one thing I would say, like, and that's tough. I mean, it's good that it was for the majority, I was into it, but there were points where it was just, to me, it was very jarring. Like,
yeah.
Oh, wow, something's wrong.
Well, it's still not, the technology's just still not there.
We're just still not there. Yeah.
You can't get it every time, which I guess is an advantage of, you know, the classic, which is that it's an old school cartoon.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, the way Shere Khan moves in the classic one.
So iconic.
That tiger slink with the shoulders
the animatics
and everything.
You know that they like studied or rotoscoped like real animals for it. That's like, you could so tell because they're all, everything is so organic, so like real looking. But then at the same time, when he's got his big chin and he's plucking his fingers out, so iconic back then.
Oh,
that
there's
was
a gravitas to the original Shere Khan.
It's a totally different character.
Not matched in the
totally the different one. Character. Yeah. This one was a sadistic fucking.
This Shere Khan was a fucking
Like he was
the ruler of Outworld.
He was a murdering
psychopath. I could imagine him running the Mortal Kombat tournament of animals, 100%.
He's
got a giant hammer that he just takes out and bashes people.
Dude, he was scary. He was really scary.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. Like that first scene where he right in the beginning where he goes to the wolves and he's talking to him and I'm like, oh, he's just talking to him and then it's and like he grabs one by the neck and flings him off a fucking mountain.
Kills the
you didn't see that coming?
That was the pack leader.
No.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
He was
earning that PG.
He was way too calm.
Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You knew that was coming. I totally saw it coming.
I felt like you did.
I saw it coming.
I didn't see that coming.
It was it's interesting. It's just Elba as a bad guy. Like, you know he's just about to be like, like fuck somebody up like that. Like he was really good.
And I
like
that he was in the entire movie.
Because as I was sitting there watching the original, I was like, when's your comeback?
He doesn't come until like halfway through, I feel like.
Oh, it was more than halfway through. I clocked it. Yeah, I was like, oh, there he is. It took him long enough. Like, At least they established in the new one, like, okay, like that whole dynamic with the Peace Rock too was interesting.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that was
well, they tied it in at the end with like all the animals allying together, and that was almost it felt like it wasn't necessarily needed. Where they, like Mowgli became the first person to align all the animals together.
Well, against it's a little the bit of human centrism right there.
I was just like,
human exceptionalism.
Okay. Yeah, human exceptionalism.
Yeah. Right. But I kind of liked in the original where Shere Khan doesn't show up until then. It felt like Jaws, where like they kept talking about him, and it was like, who is this guy? Everyone's terrified of this motherfucker. And when you see him slinking through the tall grass, it's like, oh, shit.
All right, yeah, yeah. And again, the original one is like just over, like,
it's like 71 minutes. Yeah,
it's not a long movie. It's quite a short movie. Yeah.
So a lot of those 60s ones, because that was Dalmatians, Alice in Wonderland, are in that like 70 to 80 minute range.
Yeah, it's funny how we're... It's weird how that was like that was the feature length back then. Yeah. Didn't have to be 90 or 120 plus these days.
Because people like to draw this shit.
That's now exactly
CGI. Just...
Well, dude, they apparently it took like the amount of CG it took to do like Baloo and stuff in this.
Yeah, I guess probably.
No, I think it said it took like 5 hours per frame of for Baloo. Like it took 5 hours of five hours of work just to do each frame. That's crazy.
Insane. Still don't have a cure for cancer.
Yeah, right.
But gosh, I'm glad we're getting that bear animation.
Bill Murray as a bear.
Yep. Figured out.
Yeah, we got that. Well, when you put it like that,
this whole thing becomes more depressing.
Kind of want to go home now. Like,
I thought. I'm sorry to throw you off. I didn't realize the Shere Khan hadn't already done that. The unsettlingness of. That was the thing about the live action tiger though. He was
mangy looking.
He was mangy looking, scary looking. It gave you a real feel for
he's a fucking
like
psychopath.
A fucking tiger.
Yes. Yeah.
When
he
plops down next to Akela or whatever his name was, the pack leader.
Yeah.
Like you could feel the weight of that tiger.
They did
when
get
he
the
flops his
really
paw
well
in front of
that.
The pup.
Gives me hope for when we watch the Lion King.
Yeah, I'm hopeful.
It gives me hope ish. I mean, so far, I mean...
That's out already, right?
Yeah, but I think we're going to run into the same problem.
Oh, okay.
That
it's a licensing thing?
I don't even understand what that
did you see what it said on Disney Plus?
Yeah, it said, due to licensing issues, it's not going to be available. It was for like another couple months. It was weird.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling it's like it's still in distribution. So
I figured somebody else maybe had the rights to it, but I checked, but like, and I didn't see anybody. I got it on YouTube. I rented it.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say
I just rented it on Amazon, yeah.
Well, I pirated.
Or no, I pirated. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
No, I rented it, actually. No, that one I couldn't find.
Yeah, I mean, you guys would have had to rent them.
Whatever, dude.
Terrible.
FCC, come at me.
And now they will.
And we're shut down.
Just so you know, I had nothing to do with it. Yeah, it was very weird. I was surprised we couldn't get it.
That's
why I texted you guys, because I was like, we specifically said the ones on Disney+. Plus.
And had I clicked on it, because it's listed there, but then when you click on it, it's like...
Yeah, it's in there.
It's not... Yeah, but it's not... So
it's almost kind of shitty. Like, it's misleading.
Well, yeah.
It's there, but... Like, they didn't do that with the whichever Marvel movie they don't have.
That's true.
I think they don't have... They don't have the first Thanos one, whichever that was.
Avengers?
The first half of the finale. What?
They have this... Oh, Avengers.
Not
Endgame,
but Infinity War. Thank you.
They don't?
No, they don't. Netflix still has it, unless that changed recently.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on as well as Solo.
Interesting.
Disney Plus doesn't have Solo.
They're probably Netflix. Like, they're probably like you can keep it. Like,
yeah, right.
Please. We don't need it.
Hold on to it.
But like their tiles, their title screens don't even show up, which is weird, which is different than
we'll have to pick
problem we encountered.
Whatever next then. I mean, we still have plenty to choose from, so... But yeah, I really enjoyed both of these. They're both solid, very good movies. I wasn't expecting to like the new one as much as I did. Really, I went in with low expectations. I was like, it's a kids' movie. It's gonna talk to animals, whatever. And then the first one got me in the spirit. And then I was like, this special effects really good. Kids really good. Story's really well done. And by the end of it, I was like, yeah, all right, 4 out of 5 stars. Yeah. Sure.
I was not a huge fan of the original Jungle Book, but then upon rewatch, it was better than I. It was good. I liked it.
What was your guys' favorite animal encounter?
Christopher Walken.
Okay, but let's take Christopher Walken. Let's do the original. How about the original?
I mean, the vultures are kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I was curious because 67 was right around the time that the Beatles were becoming popular. And those characters were clearly supposed to be mod style type. Like they
were they based off the Beatles?
And I don't know because 67 would be right around the time.
I feel like I've heard that, but I just don't see it.
But only half of the vultures were. It was weird.
Yeah.
Only half of them were like Beatles characters. Then the other two weren't.
Yeah.
Like it was weird.
Oh, don't start that
yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, who was he?
But then you totally had Ringo? A Ringo. There was a Ringo. Like the one with the bangs was supposed to be Ringo.
Yeah.
Like,
but who then was there the was old bald one.
But then there was an old Cockney one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't. But you could tell it was like they were plucking. You know, from the zeitgeist at the time.
Like that,
but favorite, weird. I mean, favorite encounter.
I'm a big elephants guy, to be honest.
The elephants,
I love the elephants.
The elephants are great.
That's
got
to be hands down.
Yeah.
They got their song.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking generals just like marching. I fucking love it.
Give it up.
2, 3, 4.
Classic. Yeah.
Well, I think Christine pointed out that the lead elephant was the same guy as the colonel in 101 Dalmatians.
I think you're absolutely right. Yeah. All the same. So, I mean, Winnie the Pooh was caught in this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just weird.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
The Ka encounter's great, too. I like
yes.
Ka.
Yes. What's that guy's voice? He was in all the Disney movies.
Oh, I don't remember his name, but he was Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. And, like, a ton of other voices.
Yeah. I think he's rather prolific.
Yes. Yeah.
Who does Baloo?
I don't know because I when we were talking last week about it, and what was the TV show?
Tailspin.
Thank you.
I was like,
was the same actor still alive? I was gonna look it up because
was Baloo in Tailspin or was that a different bear?
Oh, that was Baloo.
No, that's Baloo for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And Shere Khan's in it.
Yeah,
and
you're
cousin,
right.
And uncle or cousin?
Like that was
cousin Louie.
Cousin Louie's in it.
No, it might be uncle.
I always enjoyed that kind of like universe. I don't know,
the Disney Afternoon universe. I love.
No,
the
like
Disney
that. That was
universe.
Like Crimson Skies. Like that whole like.
Yes,
it was. Yeah,
oh,
that,
oh, you mean the show itself?
Yeah,
specifically the Tailspin universe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
yes,
like World War II kind of fighters, but like yeah, it was an interesting.
Oh, it was excellent. It's also on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I watched a couple episodes.
All the
of
Disney
it.
Afternoon stuff's on there, right?
Yes.
I loved
it
Disney
is.
Afternoon. That shit was my jam.
We were watching the 90s X-Men the other day. Oh, my God. It was just, the TV shows are far and away the best thing you get with Disney Plus. I think easily. I mean, sure, you got some good movies on there. You got some classic Star Wars, and then you got some hot garbage.
Prequels.
I was texting Dan, and Dan's like, he's like, I've come to the conclusion the prequels were better.
Ooh,
Dan,
whoa,
Dan,
at
ooh.
Me, bro.
I think
at
he
me.
Used the words
ooh.
"fight me."
Ooh,
we got to get him on here and have a little debate, and he can explain to me how any of the prequels can be considered good in any way.
There are portions of the prequels.
There are parts of the prequels which I appreciate. But.
Yeah, sure.
But,
like when Anakin Solo gets chopped up. It was very cathartic for me.
Jay, we know you got hurt by the prequels. I was there, Jay. I know the pain that you went through. I remember that car ride where we didn't speak.
Dude, it's like, and in the Plinkett, he says it so well in the review of Sith where he's like, well, first one sucked. Stupid kid. The second one, we were all a little more optimistic. No stupid kid. No more action. That sucked. And the third one had to be better.
And it was.
Yeah, I guess it would be.
The third one's definitely the best of
it
the
is.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like.
It has to be, right?
But that's saying that.
But I remember making the same justification.
Pile of shit out of three
it's so much darker than the other ones. And it's got depth and it's deep. And it's like, but no, it's not. It's not. It's just terrible.
Well, it did have a lot of depth.
Yeah, but that's
depth,
like a stupid.
Rather.
I don't know if I would say depth. It's darker.
Oh, it's a cheap way to, you know,
to like try to make
movie.
Your film seem. Yeah.
Right. But there's a lot. It's darker. There's a lot of dead people. I mean, he murders a bunch of folks.
Yeah,
like animals.
Like I slaughtered them. Actually, wasn't that the second one?
That was the second one.
That was the second one.
Then he just kills all the younglings in the third one.
Yep.
And they use the term younglings
so
that you don't
have
to say
murdered
children.
Murdered children.
Yep. Yep.
Like, I didn't need to know.
Guys,
look, I'm sorry. I didn't need to know that Darth Vader killed a whole bunch of children. I could kind of assume that when he like allowed the Death Star to fire on Alderaan,
oh, there were children there.
There were children there, and they died.
That's why I don't mind him murdering a bunch of Jedi children.
I didn't need to see it.
Really,
you didn't see it. It all took place off screen.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but they very highly like intimate. Like he
oh yeah,
he's off screen now. chopping up kids.
Like, he fires up his lightsaber and then cuts the next scene.
I just,
like,
I was
get
like,
it.
Oh, I get it. I get it. I feel like you're just putting it in there to be.
No,
I think it needs to drive home the like how serious of a transgression
now.
This
yes,
is.
Like that he is.
He's just not a traitor to a bunch of warrior monks.
Oh, the yellow eyes
he
didn't do it.
He murdered the children.
Yeah, like I agree with Dave. It didn't detract from it.
I don't know. I didn't like the whole prequels. I didn't like the whole idea that we needed
to
see Darth Vader's origin
story.
Episode
3 did to you. We know what it did to you. It's okay.
Well, here's the thing.
We don't need to relive it every night.
We do.
Okay, we don't need to relive it every time we talk about Star Wars.
I understand why you say that, because there's this kind of Darth Vader was just a villain, and then they made him into a big thing.
Yes.
That's why we don't like it mentality.
I don't know if it's even that. I just don't know if I wanted to. Maybe if it were done differently, I would have liked it.
Well, it's the logical story to tell. If you're going to tell episodes 1 through 3, I mean, the story of Luke Skywalker's father, like, becoming Darth Vader is what you want to know. It's really the only thing you know that happened. You know that the Empire took control and that Luke's father somehow became Darth Vader. So, like, that is the story. I think the problem is they made it into this chosen one, like, obviously chosen one, like, virgin birth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Fulfiller of prophecy narrative. And it didn't need to be that. Yes. He could have just been a guy.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
That's it. He happened to be good with the Force. He was a big
Pilot.
Character,
like,
in the Clone Wars.
Exactly.
He was a major
Which
hero
of the
war. Which
is what it sounds like when you watch the original trilogy.
Of course.
Like, he was a great pilot in the Clone Wars. He was a really great, like, Jedi. Not like
he was a god.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
he was Jesus Christ through midichlorians.
Precisely.
And then we've come to the new trilogy, which has ramped it up again.
Yes.
Where not only is she God, but she's like all of God. I am everything
every
that ever
God.
Was.
Yeah, on top. Oh, and a Palpatine. Just
yes.
PPS.
Yeah.
PPS. Also Palpatine.
Yeah.
What?
PPS, post Palpatine script. Yeah.
To whom it may concern.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's great.
I want a Palpatine series.
Yeah.
Just the day in the life. He's like shooting off emails.
You got to feel like he didn't do a lot of clerical work.
No,
you
know, like, definitely
that was not
people,
how he spent his time.
Yeah.
He had people for that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, slaves.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Although, I mean, was slavery... Yes. Slavery was outlawed in the Empire, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
No.
I thought,
slavery,
like,
human
had...
slavery was outlawed
human
in the
slavery,
Empire.
Yes.
Oh, right, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, no, they...
That's what I said, slavery.
Explicitly used Wookiee slaves for a lot of stuff, too.
Wookiee slaves built the Death Star.
If you look at the size of a Wookiee brain...
Wow. Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Here's the thing they don't tell you about Wookiees.
Shit. I'm out.
Jesus.
Wookiees have certain genetic implications.
Okay.
Inclinations. Sorry.
God damn it.
So you're
have
not
you heard the term super predator?
So
have you seen a Wookiee eat a pork, Brandon? Let me tell you. You watch that and you tell me.
God, no.
So you're not saying that humans are superior. What you're just saying is that being a Wookiee, there's certain traits that are associated with them.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm not saying we're not superior.
How I wish every debate with an identitarian went. Well, yeah, no,
yeah,
we're
no,
superior.
I totally am. Like,
I mean, we've evolved right to the point where we don't need as much fur. It's a genetic weakness to need all that fur. They're like dogs or other animals.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, there's a higher level of evolution we've reached.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And don't even get me started on the plant people.
Well,
plants as people? I think not.
Not even close.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you on that.
Right? With their reproducing with their spores. Sorry. If you don't fuck, you don't get rights. I'm sorry.
If you photosynthesize, you're not valid.
Yeah, exactly. If you're solar powered, get out of here, pal. And I'm including you in that, Superman.
That's Groot, too.
Yeah,
get out.
Groot.
Get
he's
out.
A Birdman. You done.
Oh, wait. What? He's a Birdman.
And Harvey Birdman. Both of them. Both solar
powered. The attorney?
Yes.
Yep. Get him out of there?
Get him out of there. Scott Summers, out of there. Yeah.
Well, okay. I guess maybe we should take a look at these guidelines again. I didn't mean... I'm saying if maybe you photosynthesize through chlorophyll.
Nah,
more like borophyll.
Don't even get me started on the droids. They're getting uppity in these later movies, let me tell you.
Well, that's a whole thing in the expanded universe.
Why didn't we start
Droid Rights?
This was about the Jungle Book, and again, here we are.
Well, this is still about the Jungle Book. It's Disney. It's the same. It's all one expanded universe, Brandon. The Jungle Book takes
You're
place
right.
in
Mowgli's
the same gonna universe.
Mowgli's going to be a Jedi.
He should be.
They had that title crawl in the beginning. We pirated it, so we didn't see it, but it started with a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
In an India far, far away with every animal ever, by the way.
We're animals.
They're not native.
We're people.
Oh, man. I don't know. Jungle Book was good, though.
No, it was a great movie.
Here's the question. What are we watching next week?
I don't know. Should we do? Did the Lion King make it out yet?
Can you check on the Lion King real quick and see if that's a thing?
Sure.
So, Dave, tell me more about your views on Wookiees.
Here we go.
What? I mean, obviously they're tall, which is huge. I mean, in claws, that's an evolutionary advantage. So they got some things going for them, but I mean, they're just not disposed to certain.
Oh no! Next week we're doing Aladdin, guys. That is available. Ooh.
Is it on there?
Oh, it's available. We are in for it.
Sweet.
I do not want to watch the remake.
Oh, I like the animated movie so
really
much.
I don't want to watch the new one.
I'm excited now.
I'm excited to review.
Did
excited.
The new one suck? I didn't read any reviews.
I have no idea, but I mean, based on just the fact that I've seen Blue Will Smith, I'm just
it's all right.
Encouraged.
I'm buckle up.
Right.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a rough one, from what I understand.
And comparing it with the original, I mean, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Yeah.
All right, let's make predictions right now.
Okay.
After seeing the new Aladdin, would you have rather? Do you think you will have rather had them reanimate and CGI Williams?
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Dead Robin Williams.
Dead Robin Williams. Or do you think Will Smith will be a better genie?
Is Robin Williams? Are we just reusing the same audio? Is that what we're doing?
We don't even know what it's going to be.
We'll synthesize his voice somehow.
Listen, I already know Dead Robin Williams would have been better.
Oh, man.
The problem is I've just got too much respect for the coke-ridden corpse of Robin Williams to bring him back.
Agreed.
For such a what I'm
cash
confident
grab.
Is going to be a...
It's just a cash grab. That's how I feel.
Well, a lot of these are cash
this
grabs.
Surprised me.
I mean,
this Jungle Book surprised me. But that, I think, was one of their earlier... Like, they put a lot of money into it. Like...
Aladdin, the original?
No, the remake of the Jungle Book.
No, the original Aladdin
came.
It
came much. You know, the Aladdin was last year, and Jungle Book was 2016. So I think they were dumping a lot more money into the remakes and making sure that they had better quality. And then I think the newer ones are more of cash grabs. So we'll find out. That's at least my take on it.
It seems like they're putting, is it one a year of these remakes
Almost.
Coming out? Like that's it.
If not,
who can keep track, Jay?
Us, because we have to watch them.
Yeah. I can't, though. I have no idea when movies are coming out.
I don't know.
Or
that's what you keep us
been
around.
In theaters or whatever. They're all just throwing this shit. Just boom, boom, boom.
It is, because it goes into theaters so fast, and then it's out of theaters and on DVD. It used to be.
You have to get out, because there's another movie coming.
Right. You used to have it was like a solid year wait time.
Oh, yes.
Before you got it on
on a
portable
tape,
media.
VHS, yeah. And now I feel like. Three,
turnaround
4 months.
Time is 9 months. It's about 9 months.
That's it.
You think it's to hand draw the VHS.
I just saw Joker.
Film.
Joker came out. Joker's coming out on DVD.
No, on average, it's about 9 months.
I was going to say, yeah.
I think it's short. It's getting shorter and shorter.
Joker came out in October.
The turnaround time, I think, is on average about 9 months. But actually, it's probably shorter.
Yeah, because Joker was out in October and it's coming out in DVD this month. And I watched a rip of it last weekend.
No way. That's really fast. It's like 3 months.
It's 3 months, yeah. And it's still in theaters, too. So I don't understand.
What?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Unless someone was messing with the release date online. It said the release date on DVD was like mid-January.
And you know this is 2020, right?
2020, but it came out in October of 2018 or 2019.
Yeah. Was it really only in October?
Yeah, it was September, October, right? Because there was that whole media uproar.
I don't remember that. Yeah. I just don't. Because
there was
going to
be
a
Joker was going to make people turn into active shooters.
Yeah, I know.
All those theaters that got shot up because of the Joker.
Lots of theaters because, you know, everybody was rooting for the Joker. That was the whole point, was the Joker's a good guy and you should go on killing sprees. That's the message.
Hold on, I haven't seen this
that's
movie.
That's the message I took out of the movie.
For you, that's the message in every movie, Jeff. I don't know how you got that out of the Jungle Book, but that's what you were saying before we got here.
burn it all.
Yeah, burn it all down.
Obviously.
Salt the earth.
I thought actually the... Did the jungle catch fire in the original one?
No.
It didn't, right?
No. Not at all.
I like that about the remake.
I mean, I rarely agree with you about Jungle Fires, but yeah.
It drove the power it did. Of fire home.
Yeah, oh, totally. And that whole the whole ending fight with Shere Khan was really badass.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I like that Shere Khan's feelings, whatever, were justified.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was a reason
that,
to fear
Yeah, and that was interesting, where he's like, look at him now with the red flower.
He's become
like,
exactly what I said he'd be.
Just what I said he was going to be. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. Yeah. That was pretty interesting. That was an interesting turn. Yeah.
They added some complexity
to the all new the characters. One yeah,
that I enjoyed.
All the characters got complexity.
Ka didn't. I feel like Ka was more.
Well,
complex.
She was one note.
She got original. Shot. Yeah, they cut.
Ka got
Ka's
two
part.
Scenes in the original.
Yes.
One scene in the remake.
Longer
exactly.
scenes too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Like mm-hmm. they were much longer scenes.
Yeah.
They cut Ka a little bit.
Yeah. Well, she was a woman in the new one. Yes. What is that? I mean,
super woke.
Thank you. I mean, super unwoke. They cut her role being a female.
Oh, true. You're
they,
right.
You would think they would have doubled it mm-hmm. and made Bagheera a woman. I mean, Bagheera is already black, so.
I think that was the woke quota there. You have a black.
You
character,
got a black animal,
so you're fine.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm surprised Baloo wasn't a black bear,
because they're all animals. is this wow. where you're going?
Wow,
is this where you're going?
No, Jay, you said that.
Yeah, Jay, you said that.
I disavow.
I didn't even have to. That was, wow.
I never even got.
Wow.
To.
What did you guys think of the character design for Cousin Louie in the new one?
It was huge.
Yeah. I liked it.
It was imposing. It was
really
cool. It was interesting. And I liked. Yeah, I thought it was. It was interesting that he was more of a villain, because in the first one he was more trickstery than villainy.
Yes,
I actually liked that better.
The trick. Wait, new one.
The,
no, in the original one.
The
original was kind of
because he was Louis Prima. He was like, who's afraid of Louis Prima? He's not a bad guy.
Well,
like,
the story is about a boy who goes out into the world thinking he can survive
mm-hmm.
and finding out that, thank you, Scout, mm-hmm. that he can't.
Yes.
Like, he goes out, and the first thing that happens to him is he almost gets eaten by a snake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he's like, oh, well, I can take care of myself. Clearly, cannot.
Yes.
Second thing that happens to him is he basically, was Baloo second?
Yes.
In the original?
Well, yeah. Bagheera leaves him.
Yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
He's going to be fine on his own. And then he teams up with...
He meets Baloo.
Baloo? Mm-hmm.
Or no, the elephants, rather. And then Baloo, I believe.
Well, yeah. The elephants were before Bagheera left. But,
oh, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The elephants is this... He tries to fit in with... He's like, I'm going to join a group.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be these elephants. And the elephants are like, well, listen,
yes.
you don't really belong here.
And same with the...
It's a quest for him finding belonging.
Yes.
And, I mean, obviously, he ends up at the human village in the end where he, quote-unquote, belongs.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets taken in by Baloo, who's just kind of a grifter.
Yeah.
Teaches him how to be a grifter. And then Bagheera is like the voice of responsibility,
mm-hmm.
who's like, you can't spend your life being a grifter.
Yeah.
There's more to life than this. And then he gets taken in by Cousin Louie, who's kind of, he's not quite a grifter, but he's like a manipulator.
He's trying to use him. He is trying to use him. But
it's almost like a cult leader.
Yes.
He's like, if you join me in my group, I'll give you whatever you want, and all I need from you is this one thing. And he's definitely trying to take advantage of him.
Yeah.
And it's this basically the story of this naive young child who thinks he's got it figured out, who thinks he can survive on his own, finding out that he's got a lot of shit to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately he finds where he belongs, which is, you know, with his people and with a pack.
But so you like the
I like the fact that Cousin Louie fit into that paradigm.
Okay.
Versus just like it
being
evil,
a fun
I want give me the fire.
Yeah.
I'm big.
I liked his animation, or I liked the huge Cousin Louie.
It was
I like that.
Impressive.
But I will agree with you on the characterization. I like the original characterization better than this, but I was like, if Christopher Walken was going to play an animal.
Yeah.
Big ass Cousin
sure.
Louie. I feel like that was the
King
one.
Louis,
or King Louie.
King Louie.
Like, what other. I think that was a good role for him.
Was it Cousin?
It's King
I thought it
maybe
was.
Maybe it was Cousin Louie in Tailspin.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
That might be what we're thinking of.
Yes, you're right. Yep.
Yeah, interesting.
Man, I think we're just going to have to watch Tailspin.
I'm already watching Tailspin,
I think
guys.
So funny. I think
I'm not
funny.
Sure what's wrong with you
little
guys.
Little Goof Troop in there, too.
Yeah, you both have access to Disney+.
That's true. Yeah.
Watch Tailspin.
I'm going to.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers is next on the list.
Oh, my God. What a classic.
Yeah.
I wonder if that holds up.
Mm-hmm. It probably won't.
No, probably won't. But
Darkwing Duck.
What? Darkwing Duck is on there.
Was Gargoyles? No.
Gargoyles?
It was
a big deal. That was the one I didn't
got.
Like.
Scrooge McDuck. I mean, it's all on there, guys.
I don't know how Scrooge McDuck didn't break his neck. Yeah, DuckTales.
Jumping into all that.
I don't get it. I still don't get it.
Well, cartoon physics.
Yes.
Jay.
It just doesn't work.
You ever seen a a roadrunner run through a painted tunnel?
Yes.
That, you're okay with that?
All the time. I saw it on Planet Earth last time. Planet Earth 2. Yeah. It was on Planet Earth 2.
It's a defense mechanism they've evolved over
it happens in the natural world all the time.
They grew thumbs and they can paint now.
Mm-hmm. They excrete a paint like substance that they can put on walls and confuse roadrunners.
Totally.
But diving into a pile of coins, that's where I draw the line. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, weird rules, Jay. Weird rules.
It's a ludonarrative dissonance.
It's like, just
odd standards. I guess we all got to have lines.
All right, so we're going to do Aladdin.
Ooh. Aladdin next week. Join us for what promises to be
an interesting one.
Fun?
Well, there will be more musical numbers for sure because
yeah,
they're only
it's
really
a big musical movie.
There were less music. There's I'm
Aladdin
finding
has a lot.
Oh, I'm finding
Will Smith raps. I'll bet there'll be a Will Smith rap.
I think you're right.
I love Will Smith in movies, and I just hope this doesn't ruin Will Smith's streak of never making a movie that I don't like.
You could never ruin Will Smith. First of all,
I've never watched a Will Smith movie that I don't like.
Interesting.
Yep.
What about the one where he's the last man on Earth?
Yeah, I liked it.
I'm Legend's pretty good.
I am Legend.
I mean, like horror.
What about
the M. Night Shyamalan one with his son?
With the 8 pounds?
No, where it's like a sci-fi thing where like After Earth or something like that.
I don't think
you mean
I saw
another
that
post-apocalypse
one.
Movie?
Yeah, where they like humans haven't been on Earth for a while, and they
I don't think
crash
I saw that one.
Yeah, go ahead, enjoy.
Is that going to ruin Will Smith's?
Yeah, I heard it's pretty bad.
Amazing movies.
And then like he's not Gemini Man. Heard of that one?
Bagger Vance.
Okay. All right. Anyways.
Bagger.
I'm saying he's
Joe Bagger Vance.
It was
as
Bagger
a defense
Vance
to Gemini Man.
Yes.
Independence Day.
That's all I care about. That's all Men in Black. Wild Wild West. Jim West.
Wild Wild West. You're standing on Wild Wild West.
I'm standing on Wild Wild West.
Independence Day 2
is
yes.
He wasn't in there.
He wasn't in there though.
He wasn't.
Yeah. So that's
why
it sucked.
They brought Jeff Goldblum.
If you had Will Smith in there, it would have been fucking awesome.
Wow, Jay, your thesis is proven.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, prepare to be disappointed next week when Jay gets crushed by Aladdin. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
And nobody asked for this.